This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Greetings and salutations. You are tuning in to the Kevin Jackson Radio Show, and of course, I am guest hosting for the day. Who am I, you ask? This is Brett Siegel, the disgruntled millennial, broadcasting to you live from my safe space down here in northern Florida, where I'm always free from your bigotry, racism, hatred, microaggressions, and patriarchy. And you can always get me online. I'm on Facebook. I'm on the Facebooks. You can get me at Disgruntled Millennial on the Facebooks. You can get me at Shaq General on Twitter. I've got a YouTube channel, too. I've got a bunch of episodes on there, some vlogs, some videos. One of the things I wanted to talk to you about today is pop psychiatry. Leftist psychiatry. SJW psychiatry. A woman named Bandy Lee, a psychiatrist, got together with 27 other psychiatrists at a conference that she held, where they're going to psychoanalyze Donald Trump. And they found out a lot of interesting things about Donald Trump. They found out that he's crazy. Of course, medical professionals are supposed to abide by certain rules. This one in particular is called the Goldwater Rule. You're not supposed to psychoanalyze politicians or anyone for that matter that you haven't seen personally. Now, Bandy Lee, a clear, dyed-in-the-wool leftist, she's always been a leftist, has denied that such a rule applies in this sort of case. In the case of Donald Trump, it's the dangerous case of Donald Trump. The consensus of 24 psychiatrists and psychologists said that Trump is dangerously mentally ill and that he presents a clear and present danger to the nation and our own mental health. Not sure how they discovered that one. It's funny how they jump from psychoanalyzing a president that they've never actually met before to psychoanalyzing half of the country who voted for him. And like the climate change debate, no, 99% of scientists say this. Well, like the climate change debate, the book rests on an appeal to an authority. Because it's not just who would believe just one psychiatrist? They had to get 28 psychiatrists in the room. Oh, because there's 28 of them, it must be true. Their findings must be absolutely factual, based in reality. They have rules against this. It flies in the face of medical ethics to go around diagnosing people that you've never even met before. All of these people should lose their licenses to practice. Will they? Not likely. Because this is a special case. It's the special case of Donald Trump. He presents a unique threat to Western civilization. Actually, what they say is that he presents a unique threat to human existence. Well, that escalated quickly. And Bandy Lee, she knows she done wrong. In every interview and synopsis of her book, she prefaces it with, despite the Goldwater Rule. Despite the Goldwater Rule. She wants to detract from the fact that she violated a sacred rule of mental health ethics for mental health professionals. She violated a sacred rule. I mean, maybe she truly is so... Maybe she believes in her leftist dogma so much that she truly believes Trump and his supporters will end human existence. That's what she says. In an article in Salon.com, she basically says that Donald Trump presents a threat to human existence. Not just gays, not just blacks, not just minorities, all human beings. Everywhere. Which sort of makes her a complete moron because she's living in a fantasy land. Don't trust her. I mean, maybe she doesn't even truly believe her claims. That would be more likely. To me, that's more likely. That she's just an opportunist who's trying to get her 15 minutes of fame because her career didn't really work out the way she thought it would. And now she's using Trump as an opportunity to have her moment in the sun. Now, if she's an opportunist, if that's what she's doing this for, you can't trust her either. You have no reason to trust this lady. It's like the immigration debate. Oh, these are illegal immigrants who haven't committed any crimes. They already committed a crime by being an illegal immigrant. Bandy Lee already committed she already violated medical ethics by violating the Goldwater rule. Why would you believe anything she says after that? Despite the Goldwater rule, blah, 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 blah. Everything after that is bullcrap. And it shows how SJW, intersectional feminist theory, is permeating every aspect of American life. You got CNN protecting Anthony Weiner. You got Colin Kaepernick in football. You've got American Horror Story and all sorts of shows in Hollywood. They're trying to bring this SJW, intersectional feminist crap at you from every direction. A danger to the nation? She's not a national security expert. She doesn't know about national security. How does she know that Trump is a danger to the nation? How does she know that Trump is a danger to human existence? The only audience that she could get was the hardcore leftist publication Salon.com. She did an interview with Salon.com. This is the same people who put out an article saying, I'm a pedophile, but I'm not a monster. This is the same people who are trying to normalize pedophilia are also trying to normalize this pop psychiatry where you can just go around diagnosing people. We just go around diagnosing people. I saw a couple YouTube videos, so I'm going to diagnose them. I saw a couple speeches of Donald Trump, so I'm going to diagnose him. Salon asks Bandy Lee, they said, how did a person like Donald Trump become president? And here's her answer. My being a psychiatrist, I will inevitably see things from that lens. I tend to think about the social context that gives rise to the current conditions. For me, the big shift in our society has been the increasing inequality. And with that, certain segment of the population will end up suffering from an undue amount of poverty. A relative poverty, actually. Deprivation. A lack of education. A lack of health care and mental health care. All those things will contribute to worsening of collective mental health. Collective mental health? This is what she thinks matters? Collective mental health? Collective mental health is nothing more than the aggregate of a bunch of individuals who might have mental health problems. There is no such thing as collective health. But this is how Democrats think. Like collectivists. We'll be right back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Jackson Radio Show.
Greetings and salutations. You are tuning in to the Kevin Jackson Radio Show, and of course, I'm your guest host for the day, Brett Siegel, the disgruntled millennial. That's right, I'm very, very disgruntled. I want to be gruntled, but I'm very, very disgruntled. Broadcasting to you live from my safe space out here in northern Florida, where I'm free from your bigotry, racism, hatred, microaggressions, and patriarchy. I used to live in South Florida. Now I live in North Florida. South Florida and North Florida are like two different states. It's really, really crazy. I love northern Florida because it's more red, and I never really fit in South Florida, which is where I grew up. I grew up in Miami, but I never really fit in down there for some reason. I realize now that it's because I have a brain on my shoulders. I've got a brain in my head. I can actually think about things and dissect things, and I don't buy into this crap, this leftist crap. This virtue signaling from the left, it's crazy. Virtue signaling from the left. From people like Bandy Lee, the psychiatrist, who wrote a book called The Dangerous Case of Donald Trump. Not only is she trying to psychoanalyze the president without ever having met him, she wants to psychoanalyze half the country, too. Salon.com, the hatchet publication, who basically touts pedophiles, saying that I'm a pedophile, not a monster. That's something that they want to put out there. They want to normalize pedophilia. The same people who want to normalize pedophilia are trying to make Donald Trump sound like a crazy lunatic because 28 psychiatrists said so. They never met him, but still, who cares about that? They can watch a few speeches, and since they're so smart, they're so talented, they're so good at what they do, they can psychoanalyze a guy from afar. Maybe they can Baker Act him too. If enough psychiatrists get together and say that Donald Trump is crazy, can we put him in a straitjacket? Or is this just the evil planting of another seed? Another leftist seed. But they're trying to unfairly paint conservatives and Republicans as evil, nasty, crazy lunatics. So Lon asked her, they asked her point blank, they said, well, is he crazy or is he evil? Because if he's just a nut job who is just flying by the seat of his pants and doing whatever his crazy mind says to do at that exact moment with no relationship to reality or no relationship to the moment or the task at hand, well, that kind of lays waste to the idea that he's some sort of evil mastermind, right? That he's playing four-dimensional chess in order to destroy America, to be evil, that he's going to put people in concentration camps. Which is it? Is he crazy or is he evil? Well, Bandy Lee says he's both. She says they're not mutually exclusive. So she's a psychiatrist and she's a philosopher. She's a psychiatrist and she's an expert in ethics. She says he's going to destroy the human race. He's going to make the human race go extinct. That's what Donald Trump is going to do. The human race depends on her and 28 other people coming out and sounding the alarm about Donald Trump's mental health. So she's a national security expert, too. She does a lot of things. That's a really amazing, Miss Bandy Lee. You must be really smart. When Salon asked her, what do you think the United States is going to look like after Donald Trump leaves office? She says, he has exacerbated the pathological patterns of our culture. Pathological patterns of our culture? This qualifies as psychiatry? Oh, my God. She says, what would happen if the presidency continues? I think more damage will be done. In fact, the latter part of the book consists of some of the effects of his policies, including the repealing of the Affordable Care Act, his immigration policies, his tax laws, his military policies. All of these things will have ramifications and reverberations throughout his environmental policies, his educational policies. In fact, Dr. Robert J. Lifton said at the conference that Trump's style of governing could be described as anti-governing. So these people aren't just psychiatrists. They're experts in government. Not only that, they want to psychoanalyze all the people who voted for Trump, too. They say it's a pathological desire for fear-mongering and hatred. And Donald Trump just took advantage of the mental disabilities that most conservatives and Americans are facing. They're facing mental disabilities. Well, let me ask you this. If we're all just a bunch of crazy sick people, then why not treat us like crazy sick people and give us some help and show us some compassion? Like Anthony Weiner, like you show Anthony Weiner compassion. Oh, you say he's sick. You say he's not a evil, demented, twisted pedophile. You think he's just some normal guy who's just sick. You show him compassion. If leftists think we are crazy, if you honestly thought that we are just nuts and basically disabled, well, by you calling us evil and trying to string us up, well, that's ableism right there. Aren't you against ableism? Aren't you against discriminating against people who are sick by no fault of their own? Or could it be that you're just a bunch of hypocrites? Could it be that you really don't care about sick people? Could it be that you really don't care about minorities? Could it be that we're the ones that care about minorities? Could it be that we're the ones who see people as individuals, not as members of an identity group? Now, I suggest you go and read that article from Salon.com, which, like I said, Salon.com, the publication that touts pedophiles. I'm a pedophile. I'm not a monster. You want some candy? Get into my truck, little girl. I'm not a pedophile. I'm not a monster. I'm just a pedophile. Don't worry. I'm not going to touch you. As long as I don't touch you, it's okay that I give you my candy. It really, really makes me sick that the same publications who tout pedophiles are out there saying that Donald Trump and half of America are mentally ill. They're mentally defunct. The fact is that you can't review a movie unless you've seen the movie. You can't review a movie from watching the preview. And this is what 28 psychiatrists got together in Yale to decide. They watched the preview of the movie and decided to write a review on it. Not only did they review the movie, they reviewed all of the people who made the movie. And of course I'm talking about the election. Of course I'm talking about Donald Trump. It's a metaphor. The fact is that you cannot diagnose someone if you haven't sat in the same room with them, no matter how many clips on YouTube you've seen. Could you imagine someone doing that to you? How would you like it if somebody did that to you? Miss Bandy Lee, would you like it if someone psychoanalyzed you? I'll tell you what, I'm going to try this right now. You have narcissistic disorder, narcissistic personality disorder. Because you think you are so smart. You think you are so grandiose. You think everybody listens to you and likes you so much that you could just break one of the most sacred rules in psychiatry, the Goldwater Rule. Requiring you not to diagnose a person until they have been examined. Sounds like a narcissist to me. Whoa! You see how easy that was? I'm a psychiatrist now! Alright, we'll be right back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled magmiracle.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, years, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
Radio Show. Greetings and salutations. You are tuning in to the Kevin Jackson Radio Show, and of course, I am subbing in for the great Kevin Jackson while he's out in the world triggering lefties, triggering liberals, which he loves to do, and he sort of does it automatically because he's a black conservative. I mean, he just literally just has to show up to the party, and the leftists start losing their mind, and like The Exorcist, the head starts spinning around 360 degrees. And I am subbing in for him in his stead, and I will be, you know, trying to hold down the fort, sitting in the big boy chair, trying to bring news and politics and culture to you, just so that you guys know that no matter what Kevin is out there doing, that we are all here at the Kevin Jackson Radio Show, still hard at work trying to bring you everything that you need to know so that you can approach the world with clear eyes and a clear head. And I, of course, broadcast you live from my safe space down here in northern Florida, where I'm free from your bigotry, racism, hatred, microaggressions, and patriarchy. And I want to talk a little bit about something going on in everyday feminism. Of course, everyday feminism is the receptacle for everything that is terrible and awful and nasty and disgusting about modern American society, an American society where cultural Marxism, leftism, postmodernism has seeped its way into the universities, seeped its way into our culture, seeped its way into Hollywood, seeped its way into sports, seeped its way into psychology, sociology, everything that you can possibly imagine. And this is the goal. This is the end goal. Even though there are a lot of good-hearted people out there who just want to do good, get caught up in some bad ideas when they're young. They have parents who are leftists, who are giving them hormone replacement therapy, who are just telling them it's a big free-for-all and that you do what you want all the time. Kids know best. All that stuff, you know, just be free, free spirit, and just make sure you do one thing. All you have to do in life, you can do anything you want in life. No right or wrong, no values whatsoever, but the one thing you do have to do is hate conservatives. And hate anyone that doesn't believe the same things that you do. Now, everyday feminism is a receptacle for everything that is terrible and awful about American society. And one of the things that I struggled with my weight throughout my life. I've spent a lot of time at the gym. I spent a lot of time trying to figure out how to manage it. I was not born one of those skinny, I wasn't born with skinny privilege, as the leftists might like to say. You know, but I don't go around like hating skinny people. I don't go around hating skinny people. I realize that I have a specific sort of disadvantage. I've got a lot of advantages. I've got a good head on my shoulders. I understand things very well, but I wasn't born with looking like a Greek god. And there's a lot of good reasons why someone might want to look like a Greek god. Muscles make you strong. Muscles make you able to do things. It's better to be muscular than to be flabby. Because when you approach life, when something happens, when you get into some sort of emergency, you are able to deal with it. If you are athletic, that's a good thing. Why is it a bad thing? Why is being athletic a bad thing? Why is not being fat a bad thing? This is what the feminists want you to think. They think if you hit the gym, you're implicitly saying that fat isn't as good as skinny. This is how far we've come. Basic, fundamental, biological facts about our health are denied, are pushed to the side, are marginalized. So that someone who wants to eat nothing but Twinkies and McDonald's all day long can feel good about themselves. And that's really what leftism is about, unearned values. Money is a value. Money is the form, is the solid form that you're, that you can use to transfer the work that you did at work to getting groceries at the end of the day or buying a nice house. Money is the solid form of the time that you spent trying to make something in life. And what does leftism want to do with money? They want to take it from you and give it to someone else. They want unearned values. And being skinny and being fit is no different than that. You have to earn being healthy. You have to make good decisions. You have to make good decisions about your body. And we have all this business about fat shaming. You can't shame someone who's fat. I don't want to shame anyone who's fat. I don't want them to feel bad. Look, honestly, there wouldn't be a fat shaming. There wouldn't be a body positivity movement, which is this movement that says that no matter how big you are, no matter how fat you are, if you're 500 pounds and totally unhealthy and are, you can't walk up a flight of stairs without hyperventilating. Hold on a minute. Give me a sec. That this is just as good as being able to shoot up the stairwell with like it's nothing. Being able to get from A to B, one of the most basic, fundamental, the first thing you learn how to do is to get from A to B, walking. It's not that hard. You put one foot in front of the other. You can get off the couch. I did it. I was really overweight. I felt terrible about myself, not because, listen, there are basic fundamental, people are wired to be attracted to certain things. Most people are wired that way. People are wired to be attracted to health. On a strictly, purely anthropological level, a man wants to know that when he inseminates a woman, that the child is going to be cared for, not just physically by the mom when the baby is born, but he wants to know that the baby is being fed well, so that the baby comes out strong and has advantages in life. And I'm sorry, but for moms and for dads, you can't just go around treating your body like John Bonham's nervous system and then try to make us all feel positive about it. There's an article in Everyday Feminism. Like I said, it's a receptacle for everything terrible. And it says three reasons why you can't have body positivity without feminism. Now, this is just insane. I mean, to me, the whole body positivity movement is ridiculous. There's nothing positive about being fat. Name one thing that's positive about being fat. Other than that you're attracted to that small portion of the population who has a fat fetish. Name one good thing about it. And you know what? I've got privilege. I've got cred when it comes to this because I was fat and I turned my life around. There's nothing positive about being fat. I'm not talking about a little extra weight, a little extra pudge or whatever. You know, that's fine. That's good. I like that. I like a little extra, you know, a little cushion for the pushing, if you know what I mean. But let's not pretend that being 500 pounds is in any way good for anything. Now, you have a right to do whatever you want with your body. I do believe that. But don't try to shove your idea about body positivity down my throat. You're not going to convince me that my time at the gym isn't valuable, that I don't feel good, that the endorphins don't get kicking. I like the way I look. I like the way I feel. The human body works a certain way. And if you abuse it, it will not work the way it's supposed to work. That is biology. That has nothing to do with fat shaming. That has nothing to do with hating fat people. But feminists, the feminists at Everyday Feminism, and this is most intersectional feminists, they want you to think that the only way that you can feel good about your body is if you're a feminist. Now, even a broken clock is right twice a day. Because I think that they are right. I think feminism is so toxic, I think feminism is so cancerous, that they reverse everything that is true and real about the world. That yes, body positivity is a feminist thing. You cannot be a body positive without a feminist. And when I say body positive, I don't mean that you feel good about yourself when you do something good for yourself, like go on a run or eat a good wholesome meal. I'm talking about the body positivity, the movement that says that no matter how fat you are beautiful. Everyone has to think that you are beautiful. And if you don't think that someone who is fat is beautiful, well, then you hate fat people. You are fat shaming. Now, only in a movement like feminism could something like body positivity come about. Because it reverses everything about biology that we know inside of our DNA. We know it. We know what we're attracted to. We know it doesn't come from a place of hate. But no, feminism says that your personal inclinations, your personal predilections are social constructs. You don't really find your girlfriend attractive. You don't really find athletic girls attractive. You don't really find normal-sized people attractive. That's just a social construct. That's the patriarchy telling you what you're supposed to think. And really, if left to your own devices, you would think that fat people are beautiful. And I keep having to clarify, when I say fat, I mean really fat. I mean out of control fat. We all know what I'm talking about. So don't be like, oh, I've got a few extra pounds. Stop saying that I'm, you know, whatever. I've got a few extra pounds. But let's not turn our backs on biology. Remember, these are the same people that think that they can change a man into a woman and a woman into a man just by putting a bunch of hormones and chopping off some parts. Now, if my attraction to girls who can move around without hyperventilating is some sort of social construct, then I wouldn't necessarily bash the idea of social constructs. They keep people alive. We'll be right back.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177, or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our Bank Failure Survival Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com. Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hello. I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
When somebody disrespects our flag, to say, get that son of a bitch off the field right now, out, he's fired. He's fired! You know, some owner's going to do that. He's going to say, that guy that disrespects our flag, he's fired. And that owner, they don't know it. They don't know it. They're friends of mine, many of them. They don't know it. They'll be the most popular person for a week. They'll be the most popular person in this country. Because that's a total disrespect of our heritage. That's a total disrespect of everything that we stand for. Okay? Everything that we stand for. And I know we have freedoms, and we have freedom of choice, and many, many different freedoms. But you know what? It's still totally disrespectful. And you know, when the NFL ratings are down massively, But you know what's hurting the game more than that? when people like yourselves turn on television and you see those people taking the knee when they're playing our great national anthem, the only thing you could do better is if you see it, even if it's one player, leave the stadium. I guarantee things will stop. Things will stop. Just pick up and leave. Pick up and leave. Not the same game anymore, anyway. Now, one of the things we've done, and it, when I say we, it's us together, we protect religious liberty. Because we know that faith and family, not government and bureaucracy, are the true centers of American life.
Greetings and salutations. You are tuning in to the Kevin Jackson Radio Show. And, of course, I am guest hosting for the day. This is Brett Siegel, the disgruntled millennial, broadcasting to you live from my safe space down here in northern Florida, where I'm always free from your bigotry, racism, hatred, microaggressions, and, of course, your patriarchy. That was, of course, Donald Trump speaking about the NFL anthem kneelers. You know, those fine Americans who are just protesting the awful, terrible place in which they live. The awful, terrible place in which they made millions and millions of dollars. Last time I checked, the NFL was pretty black. But no, there's institutional racism in America. So even if a black man becomes president, even if black men dominate sports, and rightfully so. I think the best guy made the best man win. I don't care what color you are. As long as you put on a good show and do all and are athletic enough, I don't care what color you are. Nobody does. Most of the people who watch football, they don't care either. Can you imagine the kind of slap in the face this is to half of America, to half of the people? I presume more than half of the people who actually watch football. But no, Trump says pick up and leave, and now Trump hates football. He declares nuclear war on football. And since the NFL is mainly black, that means he hates black people. That's the kind of reasoning that leftists do. Well, that's funny, though, because there's no logic to it. Because if you were going to actually make the statement that Trump is a racist and that he hates black people and that he's targeting the NFL, you sort of have to admit that NFL is blacks are disproportionately represented in football. Which, like I said, I'm totally fine with. I don't even care about football. I really don't care about football. I could give two flying you-know-whats about football. And about the football players. I don't care who's playing. I remember when I was a kid watching my uncles scream at the TV, and I just couldn't understand what was so important about what was going on TV, that they were screaming at the TV. But some people do get into it. You know, football fans are diehard fans. I mean, I've been to a bunch of games. You know, I go to the party, I watch the Super Bowl, you know, it's a fun day with friends, even though everyone else is way more into it than I am. I can get into it. I'm not a stick in the mud. I'm not going to be like, oh my God, I hate football. I can't go to your football party. No. It's fun. I get it. I understand the draw. It's just not for me. But what I don't get is how these players can just literally slap their own country in the face. There's no NFL in Saudi Arabia. Now, these people want to talk about institutional racism. Why aren't they talking about the institutional racism in all the Muslim countries where there's no Jews allowed? Where Coptic Christians are enslaved and murdered. People's heads cut off. No, they say they're doing this for America. They're kneeling for America. But I thought America was a terrible, awful, racist place. No, they're kneeling for what they think America should be, which is basically communist Russia, where everyone is absolutely equal. You know, if these people really wanted equality, if these football players really wanted equality, why aren't they sending their big, fat paychecks into poor communities? No, I'm not talking about just a big donation that's barely a drop in the bucket for them. I mean a real donation that would make them less rich. A real donation that would put their own security at risk. Because that's basically what the policies that leftists support. Redistribution of wealth, they want to put your earnings at risk so that other people can get unearned value. So why aren't these football players putting their money where their mouth is? No, they're disrespecting the flag. They're disrespecting the anthem. And to add to compound the disrespect, they're saying that this is what America is all about. No, this is not what America is all about. What's insane is how removed from reality these people actually are. Because in their world, Trump's America looks something like this.
Well, I'll say thank goodness that Donald Trump done legalized white supremacy.
Ever since I joined the force, I've been dreaming of the day I could put the hurt on them racial and social minorities.
Yeah, I hear you. I done opened up a hefty can of whoop-ass on four of them faggots just yesterday.
Haha, for what?
Nothing. They were just acting all gay and stuff. Those pants were so tight I could see his religion.
Well, what do we have here?
Well, God has just blessed us with a runaway Negro. I do believe that man is driving while black.
Well, come on, Millie Joe, let's get him.
Put your hands outside the window, boy. Don't make me tell you twice now. Have your license and registration ready.
Can I help you, officer?
Wait a minute. You ain't no man. You know why I pulled you over?
This nigga, of course I do, man.
I'm driving while black. You see a black man driving down the road, and you think you can just pull him over without no due process and no judge and jury and taking away his constitutional rights, man?
Yes, but, no. We mistook you for a jigaboo, okay? The law says you can't be driving while black, and you are clearly not a black man, so you're free to go.
What you talking about, man? I am black. Everybody knows I'm black and the berry, the sweet of the juice, and I'm as black as they come.
Now that institutional racism is the law of the land, I could get in trouble for beating up on a white boy.
Man, pick up that baton, beat me till I'm dead, or I'm gonna sue the city for discrimination.
False alarm, Billy Ray. It's just Sean King again. My, that boy's about as confused as a fart in a fan factory.
If you're tired of being that lame white guy in your brand new group of brothers, you need Rosetta Stone Ebonics Translator. End confusion and miscommunication between you and your homies. Translate common phrases like,
they done partied and is going to decrib.
Which in English means,
they finished partying and are now going home.
You can translate simple phrases like,
she drinking milk even though she be drinking Coke.
Which in English means,
she is drinking milk even though she usually drinks Coke.
Even complex phrases can't stump the Rosetta Stone Ebonics Translator.
They didn't do nothing about nobody having no money or nothing like that.
Which in English means,
they didn't help anyone who has no money.
The Rosetta Stone Ebonics Translator can even help you cap a sack in the hood.
I'm fitting to get a blunt.
Which in English means,
I am going to the convenience store to purchase a cheap cigar out of which I will smoke marijuana.
And with a little bit of practice, you'll impress all of your black friends with your fluent Ebonics. Trust me, they'll love it. Pre-order Rosetta Stone Ebonics Translator by calling 1-800-I'M-STONED. That's 1-800-I'M-STONED.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.